26. Cities in fight. Marcus, September 2215, Poseidon. I watched the long-range image which showed the expanding cloud of debris that used to be my heaven vessel decoy. I'd been lying about my location for several months now, and the council seemed to have bought it. Three council security vessels left the area at far too high an acceleration for the cargo vessels they appeared to be. It would seem the council could be sneaky as well. I fired off a report to Riker, CC'd to Bill, and saved a backup to my Fortress of Solitude, circling Eta Cassiopeia B. If the council ever found that, I'd be thoroughly hooped. Fortunately, that was unlikely. The council still had fewer than a dozen ships, and the companion star simply hadn't come up in discussions for a long time. Of course, the council had obviously been engaging in covert preparations as well, as evinced by the three souped-up and armed cargo ships. Now that they believed me dead, I hoped that they would openly play their hand. I returned my presence to my android, which was standing at parade rest. As I moved my arms into a more relaxed position, everyone turned to me.
Well?
Cal said. I grinned at him. Three very non-standard cargo vessels just took out my decoy vessel. It would have attempted evasive tactics consistent with its published specs. I'm sure the security personnel are very proud of themselves.
What about the cargo vessels?
I've got some stealth busters following them right now, but we don't know what the council's total strength is or where they've placed it. I have to assume that my estimate of a dozen ships is incorrect. We'll have to take a wait-and-see stance until they show their hand. And remember, officially, I'm dead. Gina looked up from her phone and cut into the conversation.
They've moved on four cities. Lothar, Morbus, Xanator, and Gethol. Attempted to board and take over. You were right. They were trying to avoid damaging the cities.
Status? I asked.
Repelled with significant losses. They didn't expect resistance. They also didn't expect, Gina replied, weapons systems that weren't on the blueprints.
I grinned. My fault. I forgot to file the changes with the permits department. Cal waved his phone.
They've made an announcement.
We all turned to him, eager to hear what the council had come up with. Cal read through the text, deliberately injecting a pompous tone into the pronouncement. When he was done, we all sat in a semicircle, ready for a council of war. So the takeaway, I said, looking up at the dome overhead, is that the evil, evil replicant is defunct and everyone should be good little citizens and come back to the mats. Or else.
And if we don't, they'll start shooting down cities in 24 hours.
Cal shook his head in exaggerated disbelief.
We're at war now, even if the word hasn't actually been used. Blowing Marcus up can't really be misinterpreted.
I suppose they could take the stance that I'm not alive, therefore it was just a case of obsoleting some recalcitrant equipment. I gave my friends a lopsided grin. And the thing with those cities could be called a police action. Gina rolled her eyes at me, mocking my favorite expression.
Or they were just tired of listening to you talk. Now are you willing to start fighting?
I shook my head. I still don't know where all their assets are. I want to take everything out cleanly in one strike. And I don't want to have to kill anyone.
Good luck with that,
Cal muttered. We spent the next few hours monitoring developments. Things seemed to have settled into a stalemate with the council making threats and the cities daring them to try or simply remaining silent. Then, more trouble. Two ships came out of Sunward and launched missiles at Amhor. My assets were all space-side, shadowing or searching for council assets, so I had nothing for defense. The city, though, had those undocumented features. Particle weapon turrets, courtesy of Bill's Skunk Works, activated immediately and attempted to shoot the missiles out of the sky. The attackers responded by firing more missiles. I'm impressed, I said. The basic cargo ship design doesn't have a lot of room for weapons storage and launchers. I'd be interested in seeing how...
Christ's sake, Marcus, we're in danger here. Could you dial it back?
I gave Cal a rueful smile by way of apology, then turned back to watch the drama. The ships seemed to have emptied themselves of missiles, and our defensive batteries had taken out the first two missiles. The second pair were getting too close for comfort, though, and seemed to have figured out the defensive patterns as they were evading all attempts to shoot them out of the sky. With a flash of inspiration, I took control of a couple of flyers sitting in the docking bay. I sent them toward the missiles at full acceleration. Flyers were not military vehicles or flying explosives, so they really had no chance of catching or even intercepting an approaching missile. But they did have the effect of splitting the attention of the missile AMIs. It was just enough to slow down the dodging, and the defensive turrets blew both missiles out of the air. The ships, now apparently unarmed, turned and flew off. I called a couple of drones from orbit to shadow them. If they flew back to a base somewhere to reload, I'd have a target. But there was no time to celebrate our victory. Cal leaped to his feet and uttered a string of profanities. Then he turned to look at the rest of us and said, "The bastard shot down Thark." There were gasps and cries of shock, but not surprise. Thark and Amhor were the residences of what we somewhat ironically called the Revolutionary Council. We'd published disinformation, but somehow the Council had seen through it. Regardless, the Council had just upped the ante. Gina asked,
"Survivors?"
Cal looked at his phone for several seconds, his eyes moving back and forth. I noticed that several other people were poking their tablets furiously.
"Escape pods were observed ejecting before it hit water, but I'd bet not everyone got out." Gina glared at me.
"Now we're at war. They're trying to hit us everywhere at once, to end it before we can react. It's not going to stop until they think they've won. It will just continue to escalate, and more people will die. Now, Marcus."
I sighed and nodded my head. Without a word, I deactivated my android and returned to VR. A quick status check at computer speeds showed that I had busters trailing all Council ships that we'd been able to locate. I ordered all busters to attack, concentrating on taking out the reactor or drive systems. The subject of cloaking technology hadn't really come up in conversation with the Council, so the ships were caught flat-footed. All clean shots. There should be no deaths unless someone was standing right by the reactor at the wrong time. Escape pods ejected from all of them. None of which would help with the Council. For that, I activated Phase 2. The Council had set up security at strategic locations such as power stations and flyer depots, as well as roving patrols to ensure citizens stayed put and obeyed curfews. I gave the command and cargo drones dropped off squads of roamers throughout the northern and southern mats. I'd learned the utility of roamers as foot soldiers almost 100 years ago in New Handletown. This time, I had more than just the 20-centimeter models available. All over the towns and industrial sections, Council security forces found themselves set upon by roamers, from the 1-inch models that would try to crawl down your pants right up to the 2-meter heavy lifting models, every single one armed with plasma cutters, pliers, and a total lack of fear. Within 10 minutes, I got the all-clear from Gina, who was coordinating with local resistance. I pulled up a video window. "Have you located the Council members yet?" Gina shook her head.
"No. As we expected, their published locations were all bogus. Chances are their movement history is at least partly fiction as well. We're analyzing on the basis of defensibility and obscurity."
I nodded. "My money is still on subs." Gina snorted.
"If so, they can stay out there all they want. I'm not going to risk an encounter with a Kraken or Hydra just to capture those turds."
"Maybe the wildlife will take care of it for us." Cal popped up in another call window, joining the conference.
"We've got control of the comms center. Want me to send out on all points?"
"Do it," I nodded. "And see if you can get an update on Thark."
"Already done. We've pulled about half the population out of the drink," Cal responded. "Still scanning for more pods. At the moment, there are about 150 people missing."
I closed my eyes, feeling nauseated. We'd admitted the possibility of casualties, but the reality, even a potential reality at the moment, was so much harder to take. "Okay, Cal, keep me updated." When I had time, I would have to do some soul searching. Between the Poseidon Revolution, the Soul System War, and the overthrow of New Jerusalem, my various incarnations seemed to always be in the thick of things. How many deaths was I answerable for.